The Confidence Man, His Masquerade, by Herman Melville. Chapter 1. A Mute Goes Aboard a Boat on the Mississippi. At sunrise, on a 1st of April, there appeared, suddenly as Manco Capac at the Lake Titicaca, a man in cream colors, at the waterside in the city of St. Louis. His cheek was fair, his chin downy, his hair flaxen, his hat a white fur one, with a long fleecy nap. He had neither trunk, valise, carpet-bag, nor parcel. No porter followed him. He was unaccompanied by friends. From the shrugged shoulders, titters, whispers, wonderings of the crowd, it was plain that he was, in the extremest sense of the word, a stranger. In the same moment with his advent, he stepped aboard the favorite steamer Fidèle, on the point of starting for New Orleans. Stared at, but unsaluted, with the air of one neither courting nor shunning regard, but evenly pursuing the path of duty, led it through solitudes or cities, he held on his way along the lower deck until he chanced to come to a placard nigh the captain's office, offering a reward for the capture of a mysterious impostor, supposed to have recently arrived from the East. Quite an original genius in his vocation, as would appear, though wherein his originality consisted was not clearly given. But what purported to be a careful description of his person followed. As if it had been a theatre bill, crowds were gathered about the announcement, and among them certain chevaliers, whose eyes, it was plain, were on the capitals, or at least earnestly seeking sight of them from behind intervening coats. But as for their fingers, they were enveloped in some myth, though, during a chance interval, one of these chevaliers somewhat showed his hand in purchasing from another chevalier, ex officio a peddler of money-belts, one of his popular safeguards, while another peddler, who was still another versatile chevalier, hawked, in the thick of the throng, the lives of Meason, the bandit of Ohio, Merle, the pirate of the Mississippi, and the brothers Harp, the thugs of the Green River country in Kentucky. Creatures, with others of the sort, one and all exterminated at the time, and for the most part, like the hunted generations of wolves in the same regions, leaving comparatively few successors. Which would seem cause for unalloyed gratulation, and is such to all except those who think that in new countries, where the wolves are killed off, the foxes increase. Pausing at this spot, the stranger so far succeeded in threading...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?